So a little music. We had a great show planned for you, and we'll get to that in a little bit, but things happened just 20 or so minutes ago. Things are happening, so obviously this is WWE News Tonight, WWE News Today. We cover what's happening in the world of Disney parks at the moment it happens, and so this evening, stuff happened. The latest, in case you have missed it, the breaking news update we gave a little bit ago, it is confirmed at this point the Main Street Electrical Parade will be leaving the Magic Kingdom. The final performance date will be October 9th, 2016, and that will be it. Right now I'm looking at thank you, man. Appreciate it. Right now I'm looking at if you can thank you, I appreciate it. But if you take down the music for a moment. We're looking at advisories from the hub. The hub, of course, is how Disney communicates with its cast members. What happened is we broke the story earlier. Someone involved in communicating to cast members that their contracts were not renewed. The entertainers in the Main Street Electric Parade let us know that that information was delivered to those cast members earlier today. So we ran with the story. About 5 minutes later, Disney put out their story announcing that the parade is going to Disneyland. It will debut sometime early 2017. The Electric Parade will return for a farewell run again at the Disneyland Resort. They didn't say which park. We would assume Disneyland, but we don't really know at this time. But Magic Kingdom, again, last day is October 9th. To talk about what's going on right now, the Hub Advisory is stating, supposedly, Paint the Night is not coming to Walt Disney World. There are no plans for Paint the Night to come to Walt Disney World currently, and they will update guests on what will happen with Paint the Night once they are ready to. That's all they're willing to say at this time. As for reasonings as to why the Electric Parade is going away, it's so they can offer, quote-unquote, the memories to be relived once again at Disneyland Park for a special engagement. Oh, I guess that says Disneyland Park. So even though the Disney Parks blog release said Disneyland Resort, this does indeed say Disneyland Park will host the Main Street Electrical Parade. So pretty exciting. I want to bring in Jason Diffendahl and Nick LoCicero is obviously here with me as always. Guys, this is big news. It just dropped, and here we are. So, Jason, you are, anyone I've ever met, I think you are the foremost historian and lover of the Main Street Electrical Parade. So I really need to talk to you about this. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, when I first heard this news, I was ecstatic because I think this means Paint the Night is coming to Florida.
Which it still could. I mean, Disney is saying there are no plans, but as we know, that doesn't ever mean anything. So
yeah, what Disney means by there are no plans is that there are no plans that we're ready to announce.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the Magic Kingdom not having a nighttime parade. That just doesn't make sense to
me. That hasn't been a thing since 1977. There has been a nighttime parade running at that park.
So my guess is Paint the Night is coming and they're not ready to announce it. If Paint the Night would come and debut on October 10th, I would be ecstatic because I'd be there.
I don't know about that soon.
But in any case, when the date came out as October 9th, that also made me ecstatic because I'll be there to say farewell, as I'm sure like 500 million other people will be.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that we knew this day was coming. You know, since they brought back Main Street Electrical Parade after the unfortunate demise of Spectrum Magic, I think we knew it couldn't last forever. You know, and we had heard that obviously there are other things in the works, and then Paint the Night comes to Disneyland. Paint the Night is an amazing parade, my favorite nighttime parade. I like it more than Main Street Electrical Parade, which is saying something if you've heard me talk about it before. So I think that's what this means. Maybe not October 10th, but maybe shortly thereafter. I would say there's got to be something in place.
I just have an announcement. Disney just made another announcement. Paint the Night will still remain at the Disneyland Resort. It says Popular Parade will return on select nights during the holiday season later this year. So it sounds like rumors were correct. We talked about rumors that California Adventure would host Paint the Night. So here's what's going to happen. It sounds like Disneyland Park is going to get in January or sometime early next year, the Main Street Electrical Parade. But this holiday season on select nights, DCA may in fact host Paint the Night. I mean, that could also be Disneyland Park, but from the sound of it, maybe? Did Disneyland Resort decide suddenly that they need two nighttime parades and now we have none?
That's what I was thinking right here.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, that was honestly my first thought. We know they can be unpredictable sometimes, to say the least, but is that even possible to have two nighttime parades out there and then try to develop something new for over here?
I mean, something new for here has got to be coming at this point. But Walt Disney World has kind of been shafted in all of this.
Yes, definitely. Florida's getting shafted by not having a nighttime parade. Like I said, if Disneyland needs to have two, then Florida needs to have at least one.
Yeah.
In all honesty, though,
between Halloween and New Year's, do we really need either whether it be Paint the Night or an electrical parade because we're running our holiday parades?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I think we could certainly survive. The other thought is that maybe new fireworks are coming in January to replace Wishes.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have a parade and fireworks because we know the logistical and crowd control problems that brings. So it may be possible that this is sort of in preparation for a debut of a brand new fireworks show, either before Christmas or after. I'm not entirely sure, but that will run as the sole nighttime spectacular in the Magic Kingdom until the newness wears off and they can handle the crowds for an electrical parade and fireworks.
Okay, so you're saying if they debut a new nighttime show, whether it be fireworks or parade, the crowd would be so substantial that you wouldn't want to have both on the same night.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes some sense to me.
I don't know. The timing makes sense. I mean, there's no rush to get us. If we are getting Paint the Night down the road, there's no rush to get it to us that quickly because we'd be running a Halloween and a Christmas parade at the Magic Kingdom, and so Paint the Night, sometime in 2017 would make sense. Or, I don't know if they'd, that does make sense about the fireworks show, but I don't know if they would just develop a new, maybe run out the electrical parade in Disneyland for its last few runs, and then we get another version of Paint the Night, not necessarily California's version, and they get to keep theirs.
It could be. I mean, they certainly made two Paint the Nights simultaneously, so it could be that they're kind of developing version 2.0 already. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think the parade's pretty dang good as it is. But Wishes debuted like January. Wasn't it in January that Wishes debuted a long time ago?
October.
04?
October 2003.
All right, so it was late 03.
Yeah.
And so, that time frame for a new fireworks show to replace Wishes isn't totally out of the question.
And on top of that, Celebrate the Magic is down right now for projector replacement. And projector replacement, to me, screams, we're upgrading the projectors for a new show.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because that seems awful soon for projector replacements. Like, those projectors are not cheap.
No, in fact, are the opposite of cheap. They are very, very expensive.
So they certainly shouldn't need to be replaced at this point in time, or not all of them. So, yeah, that means that's something funny, too. So I think there could be a lot of a lot of options of what's going to happen.
The other option is, why are we believing them that it's leaving? I mean, they're not actually saying it's leaving the Magic Kingdom for good, right? I mean,
they are not saying that. They're saying there's no future plan.
Well, of course not. But I mean, we've heard this before, and California has heard this before, right? I mean, how many farewells has this parade had?
But it doesn't make sense to ship electrical parade out to California for a little while and then bring it back to Florida.
What? They've done it though.
Oh, they've done it, but not soon,
Right, not that quick, yeah.
So it doesn't, when they announced Paint the Night was going away at Disneyland, I thought that was very odd.
mm-hmm.
that it's only been there for a very short time. It seems to get very good reviews, and they're taking it away already. I thought to myself, that can only mean it's coming to Florida.
Although
and now this news, it's a lot of shuffling around, and you know, I don't know what it means, but I'm hoping that we don't get shafted here in Florida.
Although this isn't likely, do you think there's any chance that they think that Main Street Electrical Parade, like, literally deserves to be around for the eternity of time, and it'll just keep getting shifted back and forth between the parks, like, every couple of decades?
I mean, I think that's happened. I think that could continue to happen until somebody leaves it out in the rain. you know, there was certainly no plans to get rid of Spectrum Magic. It just kind of happened.
Right.
So certainly the electrical parade could be shifted around. Maybe it's going to go to Hong Kong, or maybe it's going to go to Shanghai. I don't know. Who knows?
So Disney parades are like my favorite toys as kids. I have no intention of getting rid of them, but once in a while I may leave them out in the rain and they may disappear on me.
Yeah, and then you'll ask your mom to buy you a brand new one to replace it.
Yeah, and then you get the latest and greatest
thing.
Your
mom is Bob Iger. Mama Iger.
So, yeah, I mean, this is very big news. I don't know exactly what it means. Certainly, we've speculated quite a bit here in the last 10 minutes. I'm happy that they've given us, 2 months' notice for Electrical Parade. And I just hope that, you know, in the new year, something new happens.
Well, we know we have people in Anaheim that listen to us every week, so we want to hear your reaction. Yeah. What is the reaction of the Disneyland park goers out there? What do you think of this? 407-774-8255.
Or even Floridians. We want to hear what you think about losing the electrical parade. You know?
there's a party in the streets right now.
Me personally, I think it's time, regardless if there's a replacement or not. Mm-hmm. I think I'm ready. It's kind of revenge for Spectrum Magic, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there has to be a reason behind all this. They don't really decide to do these kinds of things without, more reason. So the fact that Paint the Night is leaving Disneyland and there's no plans for it, they're not just going to stick it in a warehouse somewhere. It's a brand new nighttime parade. There has to be further reasoning behind all of this, and they're just not ready to announce it yet.
Yeah.
Well, the number's 407-774-8255. We actually do have Jeff calling in from Anaheim. Jeff, what's the mood like out there? Is there partying in the streets of Anaheim right now?
On Ball Road.
I don't know. My mood is pretty much boo, and I hope the truck's carrying it burned to the ground before it ever arrives.
So you don't want to see this? You have no desire to see a return performance?
No, I hate that show.
They're going to
that synthetic soundtrack is just annoying. The floats look like a product of their time. It has no right to exist in the modern
world. I love this station during the day is conservative radio, and people are all heated about Trump and Hillary, and then we come on and we get people screaming about how parades are an abomination. And that's what I love. That's what I love about this community. I love the passion, how much we love our Disney.
So Jeff brings up a good point. We may have to use some armored vehicles to transport these floats. They may be the targets of terrorist attack.
Or just mine.
Or just
they can have it. Let them have it. I'll let it get there. It's fine.
No. It can go towards the ocean. We
already sank one. They sank the one they sent to Hong Kong. Let's not forget that. Hong Kong was supposed to have an electric parade when it debuted. They ended up putting it in the ocean. It's literally somewhere off the coast of Hong Kong Disneyland, that island. That's a real story.
Well, we got precedence for it. Let's just do that again. I'm all for that.
If Mrs. Anaheim keeps going to the Pacific, right down in there.
Who's Mrs. Anaheim?
Sounds like a good point.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for calling in. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to give your opinion, whether you're in Anaheim, Orlando, or somewhere in between. So we're gonna take a quick break now, and then we're gonna come back and really start up the show, just like we do each and every week. We're celebrating the 45th anniversary of Walt Disney World. Later on in the show tonight, we're gonna be doing the 45 greatest things ever.
Well, this is the voting special. There's gonna be a new round of voting starting at 10 o'clock. So you're gonna want to stay tuned. Voting was open all day. I don't know if it's still going now. I'll have to check with Jason. But new round of voting is open at 10 o'clock. We're going to decide what are those 45 greatest moments tonight.
And we're going to play the map game.
Map game, 45th anniversary edition.
So think about calling in later on tonight to play the map game for some prizes from Theme Park Connection. You're listening to WDW News Tonight. We'll be right back.
The U.S. stock.
Tonight! Dopey fell off the second story of the steamboat in Fantasmic, and now it's missing. How do we get him to fall off of Bob Chapek? Ford, that's so stupid. Ford Wilderness is getting a grocery store. In other news, Pop Century is getting a cash advance, please. Tables in Wonderland is expanded to everywhere but Trader Sam's Grotto. So if you want 20% off, you're just going to have to complain about the service like everyone else at Disney World. You've read WDW News Today. Now you'll listen to WDW News Tonight. Yeah, make applause! Woo! Another week of not knowing what Nick's doing! Yeah!
Hey.
Welcome to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Carlos. You're not. That's Nick LoCicero. I'm not.
I thought I had it good tonight. You put things out of order.
Oops. Jason Diffendahl somewhere out there.
Somewhere.
Anyway, here he is. He's still here. Welcome to WDW News Tonight. We're live on AM 1520 WBZW. We're live at listen.wdwnt.com, live on YouTube, live on WDWNT, the app. We're live just about everywhere. You know what isn't going to be live much longer? The Main Street Electrical Parade. Check out WDWNT.com. If you missed the top of the show, all the information is up there now. That is gone. Paint the Night is not coming here. Hopefully we'll find out more soon, but until then. Anyway, Nick, we are hopelessly behind schedule as usual. So let's now the news.
News.
Now the news.
Do it
on Sunday
night. Brought to you by T-Public.
Brought
to
you by T-Public, of course. On Sunday night, Dopey fell off the second floor of the steamboat during the conclusion of Fantasmic at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The performer was fine after the fall, but confused as to how the park was open with so little to do.
Amazing.
Walt Disney World has since pulled the steamboat from the show and replaced it with a simple water wall effect, so there is now actually not a single rideable vehicle left in the park.
That's true.
The assumption is that the boat will be modified for the safety of the performers, but as there has been no official word from Disney as of yet, we don't know. There's no word on when it might be back, but seeing as it's considered the highlight of the show by many guests, one would assume it will be back soon, but who knows, maybe it'll just go to Disneyland for a farewell run. but Nick, in all seriousness, hopefully it'll be back before the opening of Pandora, the World of Avatar. There you go.
I got up for that one.
He's single.
I don't usually get up.
He's single. All right. What do we got here? The announcement of the Misfortune Falls. We announced that last week. The new attraction at Typhoon Lagoon. We thought they'd be increasing capacity at Typhoon Lagoon. Wrong! Think again! Hashtag think again, Nick.
Mm.
It seems the addition is to distract guests from the classic element. The addition is going to distract guests from a classic. What am I reading? I don't even know what I wrote here.
Woo!
The addition is to distract guests from a classic element of the second water park. What am I? I butchered this.
You did. You did.
I erased like a whole line. Anyway,
just skip to the joke. It's good.
I should skip to the joke because the joke's really good. So it's going to be apparently this is going to be replacing Shark Reef.
Yes,
Shark Reef. So it means I don't. Where am I with this joke? Give me a second here,
Lisa. You want to rewind? Let's rewind for them that didn't know. Hello. Should I get up and dance again?
No, we're not going back that far. I butchered this. I'm going to take it from the top. That didn't happen. None of that happened. Here we go. From the top.
So with the announcement
of Miss Fortune Falls, a new attraction for Typhoon Lagoon, we thought they would be increasing the capacity of the park with this new attraction. Well, it seems the addition is really just to distract guests from a classic element of the Disney second water park that will be disappearing. And I don't mean the scantily clad Brazilian tourists. I still butchered it.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on, Tom. Get in the game tonight. According to management at Typhoon Lagoon, Shark Reef will be closing in September. Shark Reef allows guests to snorkel through an unheated saltwater reef populated with stingrays, bonnethead sharks, leopard sharks, and colorful tropical fish, and has been a staple of the park since it opened back in 1989. It will be replaced by a fence and rock. No, I'm joking.
I got to laugh harder to raise your spirits tonight. Yeah,
thank you. Our source at the water park reported it is a rather hefty maintenance and upkeep cost of the exhibit, which is why Disney is finally looking to close the exhibit. The exhibit has been rumored to close for several. No? All right, never mind.
Several?
Thank you.
How several
is it?
Oh,
years now.
Come on.
What are you doing to me, Nick?
No, that's what not even the thing. No, I'm not even letting that go.
All right.
That's several.
But with
new, several?
This week's falling apart quickly.
Well, now, from now on, it's seven and several.
Shut up. But with a new large investment coming to the park, now seems like the opportune moment for Disney to replace Shark Reef.
So we have sorcerers at the water park?
We do.
Pretty cool.
Sources everywhere, Nick.
Wow.
That's how we knew about Electric Parade 5 minutes before the rest of the world.
I picture mini Toms in the like grates and the air conditioning ducts inside the.
I actually just have hidden microphones.
Yeah, is that what happens
Walt
there?
Disney World, yeah.
Do you sneak in like Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible style?
Exactly. Yes.
Nice.
Yes, but I rappel from lanyards. Not rope. It's just lanyards. No replacement for Shark Reef has been announced as of yet, and of course, this is not 100% official until addressed by Walt Disney World.
Of course.
According to Biz Journals, although removed from their site, probably because Disney yelled at them, construction is beginning soon on a new dining pavilion for Fort Wilderness Resort and Wilderness Lodge. With the construction of the additional vacation club units, including cabins already underway, new dining options and a grocery store will be built to serve the needs of these guests and the existing resorts. Those needs, of course, being all 17 varieties of Oreos. We first told you about these dining additions in June of 2015 when the resort expansion project was leaked, of course. And, really?
Yeah.
And Disney, of course, has filed permits with the South Florida Water Management District this week to commence the project. You done?
All right.
This is the worst show. The worst. Or it's 9:30 already. Guests with tables and Wonderland dining discount card were informed this week that four new restaurants will be offering 20% discount to cardholders. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, the Jungle Navigation Company Limited Skipper Canteen, the Nomad Lounge, and Tiffin's. The restaurants were added ahead of schedule in an attempt to improve attendance at them. You know, Nick, Tiffin's has been so empty.
How empty was it, Tom?
It's been so empty that people thought it was Lombard's at Universal.
Whoa. Ooh.
Tiffin's was so empty.
How empty was it?
It was so empty that Spice Road Table pointed and laughed. Nick, Tiffin's was so empty.
How empty was it?
It was so empty that Bob Chapek tried to theme it to Guardians of the Galaxy. So those discounts for you Tables in Wonderland members are valid as of right now. Speaking of Tables in Wonderland, they can get a special discounted ticket to Club Villain at Hollywood Studios on September 2nd, 3rd, 9th, which we're also calling Major Electrical Parade D-Day, and September 10th for just $99, which is $50 less than a Disney After Hours ticket, and $29 less than, or $30 less than the regular price, which is $129, so good to keep in mind. Nick, that is, thankfully, the news. And Nick, who brings us the news?
Why, Tom, that would be TeePublic. TeePublic is a great partner with WDWNT. Head over to WDWNT.com. Search for the TeePublic link right there on the homepage and shop for apparel and accessories. And when you click that link, you'll see designs for T-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDW News Today logo apparel and News Tonight logo apparel as well. And original creations such as the Tom Corliss Mean Tweets, March Huge Tragic team shirt, or the latest releases celebrating the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and the 9th anniversary of WDW News Today. Make the most of tonight's commercial breaks and head to WDWNT.com and start shopping by clicking on the TeePublic link. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight. You know what would be a fun shirt, Tom? A collage of the 45 greatest things at Walt Disney World.
Huh.
How about that?
You mean like this or something like that?
Are we... Yeah.
Something like that?
Something like that, but the ones that are actually chosen.
Oh, okay.
You know? Just saying.
That might be a fun idea. We'll talk about
it. I think so.
But, Nick, do we want to start getting people on the line for the game?
Yes. We're going to be playing the map game, giving away prizes from Theme Park Connection. If you want to play the map game, give us a call, 407-774-8255. That's 407-774-8255. When we get back, the map game. Tom and I are angry about some things, and we'll talk about, we'll review the Flying Fish restaurant as well.
Do you have enough drinking water at home or work? For whatever life throws at you. This is Florida, and you can never have enough good, wholesome drinking water on hand for meetings, family gatherings, even Mother Nature's wrath. Be prepared with Carolina Highland Mountain Spring Water, delivered directly to your home or business. Call 407-851-7144 or online at carolinabottledwater.com. There are no delivery fees, no contracts, and now take advantage of their Be Prepared delivery special in individual bottles, dispensers, and coolers. The purest water, delivered to your doorstep, guaranteed. Get started now. Call 407-851-7144, 407-851-7144, or online at carolinabottledwater.com. Refreshing taste, unrivaled purity, the healthier choice for home or office. Carolina's Highland Mountain Spring Water. Call 407-851-7144, online at carolinabottledwater.com. Refresh today.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. It has been a roller coaster of an evening thus far. Of course, the breaking news at the top of the show, which you can check out at WDWNT.com. Electrical parade leaving Walt Disney World, going to Disneyland early 2017, but Paint the Night, at least through the holiday season, is remaining out there at the Disneyland Resort. Again, all the details are up at WDWNT.com. But thank you for tuning in live. And speaking of those who tuned in live, we have an unbelievable number of callers on instantly for this game. And let me preface this. The map game began as a game that literally we were like an hour out from the show one week. And Nick and I couldn't come up with a game. And we needed a game for the show to give away prizes from Theme Park Connection, our wonderful sponsor, who gives us wonderful theme park goodies to give away. And we decided, all right, we're going to take a map. And we're going to draw a bunch of lines and make a grid, and people pick spaces, and they get point values, and they find ghosts. And it was really simple and kind of dumb.
It was.
But you called in, a lot of you called in. So by popular demand, we've done this a couple times now, and it continues to be popular. So I figured tonight, we didn't know what game to do. We're celebrating 45 years, so we have the original 1971 map of Walt Disney World that was hung in resort rooms at the Polynesian and the Contemporary. And that's the map we're playing with tonight. Nick, how exactly is the map game working?
Well, the map game works. We have a grid of 8 squares by 8 squares, and you pick 3 coordinates. So you have A through H. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Yes.
Wow.
And one
through
eight.
Apparently, it's also the letter game.
Look, this is from the creator of the map game. Yeah, don't forget.
So it's going to explode. Only we could screw up the map game.
Not going to screw up the map game. Right. So you have A through H at the top, 1 through A at the bottom, and you give me 3 coordinates. You can gain or lose change in each of these squares. You want to come up with at least 72 cents at the end of the... 71 cents. Wait,
why are they looking for money? 71.
Well, because that's what we did last time.
Oh, so this is the laziest game. You didn't even, like, come up with anything special. Like, they're still just looking for loose change.
You showed me the map this morning.
Why are they looking for loose change? There's no story to this.
There is.
Like Guardians Tower of Terror. It has no story.
Well, like, I got the game from WDI. And, you know, they sent it right over. So this is the latest thing.
This is what's left of the payroll of WDI is what you're looking for.
Look, it worked last time, so they got to find at least 71 cents to celebrate 1971 when Magic Kingdom opened.
All right, Michael, give us the map.
So here's the map. Now, can people go to this web address and look, or is that just for us?
It's just for us.
Oh, okay. So people can just say, okay, I didn't know. Oh, yeah, because then they can click on stuff.
we don't want them to go there.
All right. I thought they did.
The map is behind that. Each of those wonderful WWNT globes is one of the spaces you have to choose.
So those listening, those watching us actually at listen.wdwnt.com or YouTube on our live stream can see the map right now.
If you're listening in audio, I will try my best to explain.
So we got a grid up. And here we go. So we're going to bring on our first contestant. His name is Jeff. Jeff, we talked to you earlier in the show about electrical parade. So we got to watch out for Jeff on the parade route as it heads out to Anaheim, just in case.
And along with earlier comments, you guys can keep that cardboard cut out of a boat too.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. So Jeff, you know what? So we got to pick three coordinates. We're going to do one at a time. Basically, you got to come out ahead with 71 cents or more to win a prize, and you can gain or lose change here in each of these squares. So let's start off. Pick a
which 71 cents back in 1971, you could buy like
3 Dole Whips,
40 Hershey bars, or something crazy like that,
or take it one ticket to After Hours event at the Magic Kingdom.
That was Disney After Hours. Was 71 cents in 1971.
All right, so Jeff, pick us a coordinate letters A through H and 1 through 8.
Let's go E8.
E8. All right, and so E8. So we uncovered E8, and E8, let's see what happens there.
Are we at the transportation and ticket center?
Yeah, you get a great parking spot, Jeff, so you gain 10 cents.
Woo.
You got 10 cents. Nice job. All right, now pick another coordinate for me.
Okay, E3.
E3, staying in the E's. E3 is right there, kind of on the beach a little bit there.
No fence. There
was no fence. And... Well, unfortunately, what happened is Jeff right there, he fell off his boat into the water, and he lost 30 cents.
Did he hit Goofy on the way down?
I don't know if he hit Goofy, but you know, I wrote these, yeah, so I didn't even think of that. So you lost 30 cents. So unfortunately, you're negative 20. You're a negative 20 cents, but don't worry. There's some things out there that can get you plenty of money to recoup it.
F5.
All right.
They call that the finger of God, you know, F5. So Bill Paxton used to tell you.
Let's see.
Oh, is that a Treasure Island?
It is. Well, you were actually good one. F5, you were diving under the lake there just off the island. You found some change in there. You actually found $1.20 worth of change. Woo!
So you now have the equivalent of the Magic Kingdom's nighttime entertainment budget. So congratulations.
Wow.
I found everything that fell out of Dopey's pocket.
Oh.
So good job. That gives you a dollar total. And you win. You win. You win the prize from Think of Our Connection. Congratulations.
Yay.
All right. Very good, Jeff. Hold on the line. We'll get your info in just a few minutes. All right. So that's it. That's it. Easy as it is. And Jeff did a great job there.
Yeah.
So let's bring on Matt now. Good evening, Matt.
Hello?
Hey, Matt, where are you calling in from?
New York.
Where about New York?
Rochester.
Okay.
Ooh, very cool. All right, is that like kind of, that's not really near where Tom was, huh?
No.
Rochester, good place this time of year? Is it hot? Muggy?
Hot.
Yeah.
Not as hot as down there.
No. So you excited about us losing the Main Street Parade, or are you sad because it might not be here next time you come?
Well, I'm coming in January. I was hoping we'd have paint tonight, but that sounds not likely.
Oh, see what you get. You might have nothing. Nothing at all. You'll have closed Hollywood studios. You'll have a...
All right, Nick, let's play the game. Stop ruining his vacation. Let's play the game.
You know what? I'm just trying to help people out, Tom. All right, so Matt, let's see. Let's pick some coordinates here. Pick your first coordinate, A through H, 1 through 8.
C4.
Let's see what we got under C4.
Train station.
Yeah, riding on the Walt Disney World Railroad, you find 20 cents under your seat. Good job.
Okay. So you're
20 cents up. You need 71 cents to win. What's your next coordinate?
We'll go with B3.
B3.
Swiss Family Trio, some Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, you got a little Jungle Cruise there. In fact, unfortunately, hippos attacked your boat. During the attack, you lost 40 cents. Oh.
It's the ones in the trees you got to look out for.
You're now also at negative 20, but if you remember, Jeff pulled out of that. It's still one. So let's see if you can get up to 71 cents. Let's see, Matt, your third coordinate.
B7.
Seven?
Yes, seven. I'll have you out there.
Thank you. Monorail.
Yeah, but unfortunately he wandered a little too far. Got lost in the woods down there behind the monorail. Oh, yeah, it's not good. He lost 10 cents. Lost 10 cents. Yeah.
Don't worry, the Grand Floridian will be built in about 18 years. What was that?
Oops, that was the wrong button. That was the wrong button. That was it happens. It happens. Still, not a good sound. He lost. Unfortunately, Matt, sorry. No prize from Think of Our Connection this week, but feel free to call back another week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. All right, next up, John. John, good evening.
Good evening.
Where are you calling in from, John?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Are you going to come down to Walt Disney World for one last peek at the Main Street Electrical Parade?
No.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. We're playing the map game with John. So you're going to give us some coordinates here. Let's see if we could find you some 71 cents here. So what's your first coordinate? A through H, 1 through 8.
A7.
A7?
Yep.
Golf.
Golf course. Yeah. You got a hole in one. Woo! You got a hole in one. That gives you 30 cents. There you go.
Woo-hoo.
Good job, John. So that's 30 cents for you. You're well on your way. What's your next one?
C6.
All right. Looks like.
We're in the lagoon.
Yeah, he's around the lagoon here, and he, you know what? You couldn't help but toss some pennies out of the boat to make a wish into the water there.
What?
So unfortunately,
it's not a fountain.
Yeah, some people do that.
People, no one does that. Don't be ridiculous. All right, what did he lose?
He lost 10 cents.
He lost 10 cents.
He lost 10 cents.
Oh, no.
Make a wish on the lagoon.
People do it. It's crazy.
I wished on the lagoon that the electrical parade would end, and it came true. So you never know.
All right, John, your third coordinate.
A1.
We have the corner there.
We're somewhere backstage.
Yeah, that's.
We're at the firework launch.
You know what? That's never good. He jumped off the train to get a closer look at some things back there, but got lost. Couldn't find his way back to the train station. Lost another 10 cents. Yeah, it's a negative. So you end up with only 10 cents. 10 cents, John. I'm sorry, not a winner tonight.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, we got another one. Ryan wants to play the map game with us tonight. This exciting, thrilling game brought to you by Theme Park Connection and WDW News Tonight. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing good.
We're doing good too. Where are you calling from?
York, Pennsylvania.
Nice. All right. So
lots of News Tonight listeners out there in Pennsylvania.
So far, callers tonight, not too excited to get down here and view Electrical Parade for one last time. How about you? You getting down? You going to come down? Make a special trip?
I'll be down in September.
September. Cool. So you'll get to see it. There you go. Take lots of pictures. Lots of pictures. So there you go. All right. And are you happy to see it go?
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. All right, cool. All right, Ryan, let's see. I think you know I've played then now, so we're going to get three coordinates for you. Let's get the first one. A through H, 1 through 8.
C3.
B as in boy?
No, C as in cat.
C as in cat.
C3. We have the castle? It's got to be the castle. Oh, no, more Main Street.
Well, yeah. Well, walking down the Main Street, you find some loose change on the ground. In fact, you find 40 cents. 40 cents, Ryan. So there you go. Off to a nice start. You need 71 cents to win. What else? Another coordinate.
Let's go with D, dog, 2.
D as in dog, 2.
D2.
The Speedway, yeah. And the
Well, and right around the teacups there. And,
Grand Prix Raceway.
That is true.
It's 1971.
But Ryan chooses the teacups, and it's... spins him a little too much, a little too much. Change goes flying everywhere, loses 45 cents.
Did they put a fence up to protect people after the change incident?
They did not.
Okay.
Brian's down to negative 5 cents. Ugh, negative five. But you got one more turn left. Let's see what you got.
Let's go D3.
Just trying to open up that Magic Kingdom.
Ooh, I got to do some math here.
Oh, look, there's the Star Jet. Oh, no, Star Jets aren't there yet. There's an empty people mover track.
There is. There is. And looks like you're walking around Tomorrowland. You actually found 80 cents on the ground there. 80 cents. 80 cents plus negative 5 gives Ryan 75 cents.
You know, this guy.
I said it really, really slow so I could do the math. Look at that, Ryan. You found 75 cents. You're going to walk away from a prize from Theme Park Connection. Just hold on the line for us.
And, of course, check them out online at ThemeParkConnection.com. Wonderful sponsors.
Then one last caller called in while I was doing this, so I didn't get a chance to stream. What's your name? Hello? No, wait. No. Let's try that. Hi. What's your name?
Nope.
Talking to the person who just called in. I didn't get to talk to you yet. Nope, not there? All right. Really? Let's try.
Hello?
Are you there?
Oh, there's somebody.
There we go. All right, cool. What's your name?
I'm Griffin from Rochester, New York.
Hey, Griffin. You going to play the math game with us?
Yeah, why not?
Sorry, we have two people from Rochester, New York. Are there enough people in Rochester, New York for this?
No.
Okay.
No, there's not.
All right, let's see what you got, Griffin. We're going to do the coordinates here. So A through H and 1 through 8.
B4.
All right. I think it's right around the Jungle Cruise area. Trader Sam tricks you into a bad deal. You come out behind 20 cents.
Did not come out ahead.
No, you did not. All right. Let's get another coordinate.
G3.
G3.
I don't even know where we are.
Where are we going? Right here, right?
We're somewhere out there. No, he opened it already.
Oh, right there. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Look, it's flashing.
See, I like that.
I like that even the map is sarcastic with you. That's my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. You also went diving off the shore there, and you came up with some loose change. Only 20 cents, though. Only 20 cents. That brings you back to even. So now you're at zero, but there are ones out there that can get you the 71 cents you need. So let's see if we can find one.
D5.
D as in dog?
Yes, D as in dog.
D as in dog, D5.
All right. I like the flashing one there. I like that. That's
we're going to pretend it's automated and we're like super high tech.
No, that's good stuff. Unfortunately, the sailboat you're on has a hole in it.
It's the schooner, Nick.
Okay, the schooner has a hole in it. You lose 35 cents.
The schooner
down the drain. Sorry, Griffin.
It's all right. Can I say one thing about the 45 greatest moments?
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
I was so disappointed. I was searching on that list, and I couldn't find Skeletoscope on there. I was trying so hard.
We missed Skeletoscope. You know what else was missing that I was upset about? Somehow what? Centaurium vanished. The Centaurium. But don't worry. Jason, I believe we're going to be able to fix that come 10 o'clock. No? Can we do that? I don't know. Jason's talking.
Can you slide in Echo Lake if you could? Because that was one, too.
Can we put Jason on for a second, Nick? Can you do that for me? Or not?
Yeah.
There he is. Can we fix that, Jason? Can we get Skeletoscope in there?
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to fix it.
Okay. Skeletoscope, Dinosaur, Jungle Cruise, Everest, all these things that somehow fell out of the list at some point. We're going to get back in there at 10 o'clock. We'll give you more details then, but don't worry about it. But I guess Griffin's gone anyway.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, no, there you are. All right, yeah. So stay tuned. In a couple of minutes, we'll get around to that.
Awesome. And bring light magic to Magic Kingdom.
Light magic?
It can't be any worse than Main Street Altitude Parade. That was a dumpster fire.
It's probably fairly accurate. I like the music anyway. Well, Griffin, Nick is going to get your information, and we'll get that prize from Theme Park Connection out to you.
Okay, thank you.
While Nick is doing that, I just want to remind everybody again, Theme Park Connection is our wonderful sponsor who provides all the prizes for WDW News Tonight. You can check them out online at themeparkconnection.com, and they have a wonderful retail location in the Central Florida area, just two blocks away from the Florida Mall. Again, you can get the location at themeparkconnection.com.
Are we obliged to give a prize to Griffin? He lost the game.
Did he lose?
He lost the game.
I thought he won.
No.
I wasn't paying attention. Send him something. I said we were going to send him. He fought for Skylitoscope, so I'm giving him a prize.
All right, so hang in there, Griffin. We'll get you a prize from Theme Park Connection. Appreciate you playing tonight.
Nick, what do we have time for?
We have about 5 minutes left in this one. Do you want to talk about flying fish? Do you want to get mad at something?
Let's quickly do flying fish.
All right, sounds good.
And then
good.
I want to do psychotic comments. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I'm going to quickly give me the food intro. Give me the intro there, Gomer.
Okay, crackpot, let's get cooking!
So Flying Fish is back at Boardwalk. I went out there last Thursday. It did open last Wednesday, but we ended up at the Blaze preview, and then obviously I had news tonight, so we made it out there on Thursday. So it's been almost a week since I was there. Flying Fish closed a couple months ago for a massive, massive remodeling and a complete menu change. New head chef, Tim Majoris, the new head chef over there. So number one, aesthetically, inside, completely different. Gone is the sort of 2001 California Adventure looking amusement pier style in there. It is a very, very, it looks like a signature restaurant now. But yet still has some really nice themed elements. There is a gorgeous, gorgeous blown glass sort of school of flying fish going overhead, and it's really gorgeous. They're hand-blown. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. The inside, gorgeous. Again, you can see the pictures and video at WWNT.com. Very quickly, going over the menu, I and everyone I was with was absolutely blown away. Flying Fish was never a restaurant that was really on anyone's radar. Everyone only wanted to talk about the potato-wrapped snapper, which I thought was just okay, honestly. That was solid, but not anything to be super crazy about. But honestly, the steak was the best steak I've ever had at Walt Disney World. And that says a lot, especially after Tiffin's and Yachtsman and a lot of other places. The best steak at Walt Disney World, which it shouldn't be because it's a seafood restaurant. So why that's a thing, I don't really know. Beyond that, all the appetizers, all the drinks, everything was really phenomenal. Desserts were a little eh, but in fairness, you can just walk to Ample Hills. Just a couple steps away, and Ample Hills is wonderful. So if you want to have phenomenal appetizers, great drinks, great entrees, Flying Fish is going to be the place. If you really want an in-depth look, go to WWNT.com, look for the Flying Fish review. Very much an in-depth review. We ordered a lot of things. You can get a good look at it and a great video walkthrough. So please check that out. Flying Fish, I was blown away, Nick. Completely, completely.
That's good. Yeah. That's good news because I was pretty excited for it.
We're working on having Tim Majoris on the show.
He
said he would like to do an interview. So we're going to try and line that up. We'll talk to the head chef of Flying Fish hopefully sometime in the next few weeks.
All right, waiting for them on the spot. I mentioned it here live on the show. Right? Love it.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll figure it out. Nick, can we take a visit to the wonderful world of psychotic comics?
Yeah, we got enough time because we only have a couple here. We actually have a decent amount of Who Hates Tom that I put in there. It's honestly only a couple that I picked out here. Honestly, one, Keith's always good for a comment, and he put a comment down on the steamboat removed from Fantasmic at Disney World following character Fall. And, nothing too crazy, but I just found this comment funny. Two things you can always count on these days. Americans will elect horrible presidents, and Disney will overreact. I like that one. That was good. Then you have another one. I just, sometimes, again, I love when two commenters go at it. And sometimes one of them just does something ridiculous I don't even understand. And so apparently this was honestly on the story of Blaze Pizza fires up counter service options at Disney Springs.
Oh,
I don't know why this comment even how it got on there, but anyway, cast member for 17 years wrote in, yelling at another commenter on there, put a hot poker in your eyes and blind yourself if you don't like reading the truth. We working at Disney are wicked, how much less we have to make the parks a good time for guests. Poor management for a decade now, and apparently poor grammar as well. Thank you, cast member, for 17 years. We appreciate it. But those are some of the crazy comments out there, Tom. We have more comments, of course, but in Who Hates Tom, just wait for it. Just wait for it. People really getting on you this week, Tom. So we're going to hear that later on the show. And in the next hour, we bring on some of the WWNT panelists and go over the 45 greatest things ever.
And you're going to get a chance to vote. You get a chance to rank them coming up in hour two.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
It is fun. It is live. And it's coming up next here on WDW News Tonight.
Camera on me. There we go. There we go. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight, hour two of our voting special for the 45 greatest things ever at Walt Disney World. More on that in a few minutes. Nick, next week is going to be really, really exciting on the show. Not that this week isn't, but next week it is the return. It's our halfway to Valentine's Day special. It's WDWNT, the dating game. It's back.
Yeah, and if you're interested in playing, we'll get the entry form up tomorrow. It'll be up first thing tomorrow, and you just got to fill out some information. We asked for some information because we don't want to, come at it too blindly. Like, it's not like a normal game show here, yeah. So we want to get some as much information of you as we can, so we can match up the panelists. We're looking for either guys and girls, of course. Or guys and guys, girls and girls. I don't care. Doesn't matter however we make this happen.
You'll fill out the questionnaire and we'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out depending on what we get, honestly. So it'd be cool to do, to do whatever. And last time, we only had enough to do to have one eligible bachelorette and some bachelors. But we'd love to, expand that. And
so if
you're
single and looking and a Disney fan, this is going to be the place to be next.
This is it, yeah. And we don't mind if you're from out of town, if we could make it work. That's what happened last time, and it was hard, logistically to make it work. But we don't mind trying to do that again. But we'd love it if we could find some people that are here local in Orlando and want to get this done. Yeah, exactly. Because maybe we can make a love connection up in New York or Pennsylvania. It doesn't have to be around the parks,
No.
Maybe we could get, that we have a large contingent up there, and I'm sure they're looking for love. Especially, I don't know, if you live out in one of those towns that they in the middle of nowhere.
Like Rochester, New York.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not saying anything about you, Griffin. No idea. But just saying.
Also next week, we got a brand new segment. Connor Przycki is going to be joining us for That's Entertainment, where he's going to rant and rave about what's going on in the world of theme park entertainment. So it should be an exciting show next week, and of course lots more and lots of jokes, and Nick will break a bunch of things.
I do. It happens. Yeah. Whatever I touch turns not to gold, whatever the opposite of gold is.
Well, Nick, since the camera's on you, why don't you tell everybody who brings us WDW News Tonight every week?
Well, of course, that's Magical Travel. They're pretty awesome. They're an authorized Disney vacation planner, and they're always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can enjoy a four-day, four-night stay in a standard room at Select Disney's All-Star Resort with one park per day Magic Your Way base tickets. That's always a mouthful. For just $18.50. Book now through August 31st, 2016 for stays most Sundays through Thursday nights from August 1st through November 5th, 2016. Number of rooms available for this offer is limited, so act fast. For more information on this offer and many, many more, go to visit MagicalTravel.com today and book your next Disney trip.
All right, so are we getting right into this then, Nick?
I think we should. I really do. I think this is going to be a big chunk of our time here in the
this
second.
This is the voting special.
It really is. I think this is going to be very, very interesting. People, we're going to argue, talk about the 45 greatest things at Walt Disney World. So if everybody's here, if everybody's ready, I think we could get into it.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'm going to put up the graphic so everybody can see what we're talking about. So, at WDW News Today, somebody's got their headset way too high, by the way. Anyway, here at WDW News Today, going back to the podcast over the last 9 years, we have done a lot of really tremendous countdowns. We did the 20 biggest moments in the history of Disney's Hollywood Studios. We did the 30 biggest moments in the history of Epcot. We did the what else did we do? I don't even remember. We did the 40 biggest moments in the history of Walt Disney World, and we did the 60 biggest moments in the history of Disney parks, which was, I thought, one of the best segments we've ever done. So we're coming up on the 45th, and I'm thinking, well, we've already done this countdown. We did the 40 biggest moments ever. And so in that case, well, what are we going to do? We can't just do the 45. Like, yes, a lot has happened in the last 5 years, but I don't think it's going to be that new and different and exciting for people to listen to. So I wanted to do something that had never been done before. So the idea I came up with was the 45 greatest things ever at Walt Disney World. What I wanted to do was, because I just thought about the discussions we have on these shows week to week. I thought about how we have people that bring up the Beaver Tail. I miss Beaver Tails. Beaver Tails are great. And there are people that, oh, I need to get a Dole Whip every time I go to the parks. And there's people that talk about their favorite restaurants. And I love the Polynesian. The Polynesian's my favorite thing at Disney World. Or Spectro Magic was my favorite thing at Disney World. Or I love when I pass under the entrance gate. And you think about it, like, we've ranked moments and we've ranked attractions. But you really think about it, everyone who visits Walt Disney World has different things that mean something to them. And they're not always just attractions, and they're not always just restaurants. There are all sorts of things. There are character experiences and food items and different landmarks that make up those memories that are the reason why you're a Disney fan, the reason why you love Walt Disney World. And so that's why I wanted to see if we put a list together of every attraction – minus four that we missed, and we'll correct in a few moments. If we put all these attractions, all these parades, all the entertainment, all the food, all the restaurants, all the resorts, these different weird oddball things and landmarks from around property, if we gave you a big list of all of these things and you had to pick between your favorite attractions and your favorite food and your favorite resorts and all these different things, what would happen? Like, what would people pick? What are the things that are most important to people about Walt Disney World? Is it really just attractions? Is it really just landmarks? What are the 45 things that mean the most to Disney fans about Walt Disney World? And that's why we're doing the 45 greatest things ever at Walt Disney World. So, Jason, I'd like to bring you in at this point. You've been hugely helpful in this process of trying to wrangle this thing together. We've certainly assembled this giant list over the last couple of weeks and months, and tried to get that into a survey system that could actually handle near 1,000 different choices for people. And so today we ran a poll starting around 11 o'clock this morning for many hours. We had, I think, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's the most votes we've had in any of these greatest moments style things we've ever done.
We had over 1,100 people vote in this poll.
Which this was, anyone this was who's listening and took part in this, this was time-consuming.
Yes. There were 933 choices in the poll.
Jeez.
Not including six or so that we forgot.
Yes. Not forgot, but somehow in the transition process got knocked off the list.
They were on the list at one point, and then they somehow didn't get put into the survey system. Right. So anyway, out of the 900 and some odd options, what I did, so the first survey that we sent out today is closed, and out of the 900 and some odd answers, I ranked all of them. And what really surprised me, actually, was that there were only about 10 answers that got 0 points.
Oh!
Wow.
We need to talk about that later. Keep that in mind. I want to talk about that later in the segment.
Oh, yes. I took the top 250 out of the 900, the 250 that got the most points.
Yes.
And I've put them into a second survey.
We also have the several items that were forgotten.
Yes.
Okay.
So the we included Skyleidoscope and Centurium and Jungle Cruise and Everest and the things that were left out of the first survey. So they're in there as well. So there's a second survey now at the same link, survey.wwnt.com. It's called The Greatest Things Ever at Walt Disney World Round 2. And it should be live now. I'm going to just check to make sure that I'm not lying to our audience.
And how long are we... When are we giving people to fill that out? Like, how long?
Well, I think we might let this run for a couple days, Tom.
We'll see how tonight goes.
Okay.
This is the voting special. My original intention was it would end tonight. So let's see. We'll get that link in the chat in a second. But we're going to let people start voting.
WNT.com. So there's the top 250 answers plus the ones that were left off. And what we need you to do now is to rank your top 45. So the way this works is that the list is on the left-hand column. There's 255 selections. You have to drag over to the right or double-click to put your top answers in the right-hand column. You can select 45, and the ranking is important so that your number one needs to go at the top. And
it is weighted,
once we get either a huge number of surveys or for a couple days or however long we let this open, then we'll close it down, and then we'll take everything and we'll rank it. So this will be anything that gets a first choice gets 45 points. Second choice gets 44 points.
Buses are in the top 250. Buses. That's unbelievable.
There are some crazy things. There are some crazy things in the top 250.
Wow.
I will admit. Like the bakery smell.
Block Party Bash. All right. Good for Block Party.
The bakery smell made it.
I told you bakery smell was going to make it.
Yeah, there's some crazy
both
stuff.
Both Dumbos.
Both versions of Dumbo made it. Yeah,
the Earl of Sandwich. Fast Pass and Fast Pass Plus.
Yep, the Utilidors made it.
And for those of you who are asking why we might be amazed right now, again, there were 933 options this morning. This is the top 250, so this is the top third. Yeah.
This is the top quartile of the 900 and some that were there. So we need you to go back in. If some things you put in the top and your tops weren't listed, you can pick something new to replace it now. Rank from 1 to 45 and submit it. We're going to count this up, and then this is going to be the basis of the countdown in the podcast.
There you go. All right, well, I want to talk about this because obviously voting is open now. We invite people while they're listening to us to go ahead and go vote it. Again, it's survey.wdwnt.com. And so who do we got? We have obviously Nick and Jason have been with us all the evening. Ron Deanna is here. Ron.
Hello.
Going to help us talk about this as well. Ashley, you there?
Hi.
It's Ashley.
Ah.
What?
No, I'm just saying one of my picks is going to get screwed here because I don't understand why we have Hoop De Doo musical review and then Hoop Dash D Dash Doo musical review and they're the same thing.
Yet they're
both in the 250, which
they'll
is insane.
They'll get double the points. Though.
Good.
Phew. There you go.
I'm okay now, guys.
Whichever one you pick, we'll combine them at the end.
I wish I had a screen in front of me to do this right now. I'm excited to do this, but I'll let our listeners go ahead and jump into that. So I want to talk about a few things. Number one, Jason, let's talk about the 10 things that got zero votes. I really want to know one by one, what are the 10 things that got absolutely no points somehow in this voting process?
You really want to know that?
Yes.
You're going to make me pull that up right now.
I am going to make you pull that up right now. Do you not have that readily available?
I don't.
Okay, while you're looking that up, then I'll take the conversation elsewhere. So those of you in the segment, obviously there's 250 things still eligible at this point. What are the things, what do we think is definitely on this list? Oh, you got it. Okay, so we'll hold off on that. Give me, let's hear, what are the 10 things, the only 10 things on a 933 item list to get zero votes?
There's 14 of them.
14.
There's 14 of them, okay. And here's what they are.
Okay.
Disney World Forever kiosks.
Wow, and Bron, you fought for that. That was your pitch.
I don't know if it was my pitch, but I definitely argued to keep it on there. Yeah. I thought maybe people just don't remember that was the name of what it was.
Well, tell people what it was, because maybe people don't have an idea what that is.
But back around 2000, you could make a CD, and you could pick different tracks from the parks. You could pick ride narration. You could pick different music. This is where a lot of people got the source audio that is out there in these places was from these kiosks.
Yeah.
The only negative thing was it was like $20 for 10 tracks.
Yeah.
And sometimes you could have a 10 minute CD for that $10 or $20.
Yeah. Jason, what else you got?
All right. So, next we've got the Grand One.
Wow. The Grand One, of course, being the rather large yacht they have at the Grand Floridian that can be rented out.
Yep.
That's kind of surprising. Not even a single point.
Here's another one that surprises me. The Marketplace Kaleidoscope.
Oh. That's sad.
That's sad.
For those who don't remember, in the Marketplace, there was this big tower that was a kaleidoscope. And people,
yeah, it was really cool.
Kids used
it was
to
like
stop all day, yeah. How
I
did
guess
that
Adam
not,
didn't vote.
Yeah, right? How did that not get a point?
That might have been another one of those things people weren't quite sure what it was.
Wow.
All right, now here's one that I'm sure people had said, what is this? I have no idea. The March of the Artimals.
Oh, wow.
I love that March of the Artimals got zero. So March of the Artimals is actually the very first Animal Kingdom parade. In fact, a lot of those weird puppety animal floats that ended up in Jammin' Jungle are from March of the Artimals. March of the Artimals was pretty much rushed into production because they needed more entertainment and more to do at Animal Kingdom after it opened. But wow, zero.
How long did that run for?
At least a year.
Yeah, I remember seeing it a couple times.
A year or two, yeah, because it ran until Jammin' Jungle. Wow, that surprises me.
That's a bit surprising.
Okay, what else?
Here's another one that's very surprising. The Wild by Design Tour.
Okay. I don't think many people have done it. It's expensive, and it's not very well known.
It doesn't exist anymore either, does it?
It has a different name, but it still exists. It's just a different name now. But yeah.
All right. Then we've got Beverly Sunset,
which is a store at Hollywood Studios. That's actually, I like that store a lot. That's on Sunset Boulevard.
Another store at Hollywood Studios, the Dark Room.
Oh, and that's a facade that people love. People love that big camera.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised. Not even a point.
Another shop, the Dino Institute shop.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a good exit store, especially the monitors that have Aladar like running through the hallways. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Another shop, the Il Bel Cristallo.
Is that the Mexico crystal store?
I think so, yeah.
I love that store. That's a shame.
The newsstand.
Streets of America, New York Street. The newsstand across
from Oscar Super Service.
Oh, Oscars. That's a shame.
Yeah. It looks like a lot of stores at Hollywood Studios are getting the shaft. Another one, Real Vogue.
Which, of course, was the replacement of Villains in Vogue, but that's probably why people love Villains in Vogue.
Yeah. Ring Carvers.
Okay.
And Rock Around the Shop.
Rock Around the Shop, the exit shop. All like studio stores for the most part. That's insane. Yep. I can't believe all those other stores got points. I'm thinking about all the stores at Walt Disney World that you didn't just mention.
Well, kind of crazy. So there. So those were the 14 that got no points. There were 74 that got 1 point.
That's a pretty vast field, yeah.
But actually, very few of them were shops.
Hmm.
A lot of them were dining.
Makes sense.
We figured,
even though we were trying to include other stuff in this, we figured attractions and restaurants, for the most part, would excel, but mostly attractions. I think at this point we'll still be somewhat surprised if we see a store. I would like to see a store or two break through into the 45.
I think it will. I think
I would love to see the Emporium break through, or Mouse Gear, or Centurium. That would be wonderful.
World of Disney is probably going to make it.
World of Disney. I think shopping is an important part of the Walt Disney World experience, and I'd like to see something break through. But we'll talk more about what people would like to see, maybe. But so since we talked about what do we think are things that we'd like to see on a list like this, but you'd think just won't make it? What are the things that you're like rooting for, but you kind of feel like it's only 45 things can make it. This probably ain't going to happen.
One from my list.
Out of this discussion because I have the list in front of me, so I don't want to bias anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to let you.
Well,
guys,
did you vote? Did you vote today, Jason?
I did. Yes.
What that you voted for didn't make it? Is there something particular you realize already is already gone?
I honestly haven't looked at what made it. I just kind of copy and pasted the top bunch. So, let me see. The Frozen Fireworks.
Oh,
didn't make it.
Oh, wow. That was a good show.
I thought that was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
So that's one. Let me see what else. Here's one that's really disappointing to me. Wall Carpet didn't make it.
Did Ducks make it?
Ducks?
Do we know if Ducks made it?
Ducks did not make it. They're not on the list.
Oh, man, I thought Ducks were a shoo-in.
Ducks were actually very close to the cutoff, but they did not make it.
Oh, poor Ducks. All right. Well, Ron, what do you think?
There's a couple I had that didn't make it on there. One, I knew, and I fought to get this on the list, and overall was the Invisible Dogs. Because that was my favorite souvenir as a kid, one of the ones I always bugged my parents for every time.
And you're talking about the leashes. They're just static leashes.
Yeah. The other one that I didn't see on the list, but I think it's just enough people haven't done it, and I think that's the reason like the Grand One didn't get any votes is I don't think out of 1,100 people – there's probably still zero that ever went on that boat out of that list. But for me, it was Party of the Senses.
Hmm.
Party for the Senses is something I recommend. It's expensive, but you could basically, like, if you don't want to spend any other money at food and wine, do Party of the Senses, and you'll get just as much food and drink as you would spending that throughout the day at the shops, and you're going to have a great, like, less lines. You've got a Cirque du Soleil mini performance. You get to talk to the chefs who create these things. It is really one of the coolest things I've ever done at the parks.
Dirk in the chat asked if Hangar Bar, did Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar make the current list? No, Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar did not. I'm very sad about that. That had my vote today. Ashley, what about you? What do you think?
I was trying to look to see if it was there, but the Main Street Windows. Did they make the cutoff?
Let's see. Main Street? No, they didn't. Yes.
Oh,
they're in there.
Oh, yep. Yay!
Lots of Main Street stuff. Bakery, confectionery.
I wasn't sure if they would. Yeah.
The Main Street Electrical Parade made it.
I figured it would. The TTA didn't make it. The People Mover isn't there?
No, is it under Wedway? Because that we had it.
Oh, it might be under Wedway. Yeah, no, it's there. Calm down, everyone. The People Mover's there.
They're under the W's. Yes.
Nick, what about you? What's gone already?
Yeah, what's gone already that I voted for originally? Five-legged goat mural.
Mary Blair's contemporary.
Special thing there. That
Resort TV made the cutoff. How about that?
So they like the top seven hosted by Stacy. That thing.
Yeah. Who I forget who picked. Yeah. Someone picked. Oh, Dustin.
Can't
Dustin
believe that.
Pitched that, and we said, yeah, we'll put that in. And that look at that, it's in the top 250.
I was a little surprised that Hairy Leg Pirate didn't make it through.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not there anymore.
I'm sure Pirates of the Caribbean is there.
Yeah, that is there.
Is the original Test Track.
Both of them are.
Yes! Well, at least the original Test Track. I'm very happy about it.
Yeah. No, I'm doing good so far. A lot of things that I voted for are actually in there. Those are a couple that weren't. I was an oddity. I like the Epcot wand. I actually voted for that, and that I didn't think that'd be there, but it obviously wasn't.
Thankfully, it's not.
And the other thing, Winter Summerland, the mini golf course. I really enjoy that and the design of that as well. And
Bill McKim didn't make it, I've been told, but original Test Track did. So we'll take it. We'll take it.
Did the trolley show not make it?
The trolley show did not make it.
Oh. The welcome show did, though, so.
Oh.
I think that kind of stole some votes from it. Someone asked if Light Magic and Paint the Night made it. No, they did not. neither of those were Walt Disney World. So I think it covers what things that didn't make the cut. So what that's still there, I want you guys to look at what's there. What doesn't have a chance? What of those 250 do you think right now This is not making the final list.
Beignets.
You think beignets? I agree. I think the beignets at Port Orleans are a disgrace. They're not real beignets. They're not good. They're okay, but they're not real beignets. They're not as good as the ones at Disneyland. They're not as near. Of course, they're not as good as the ones you get in New Orleans. But yeah, beignets, I agree, Nick. Beignets ain't making it.
You know, can I tell you another one here? I didn't vote for friendship boats, even though I really wanted to at the original ballot. It made it through, so I'm putting them on my 45.
You think they're going to make it?
I don't know, but I'm putting them on my 45.
Oh, you're putting them in your 45. Okay.
I'm going to do it, even though I didn't originally vote for them.
I need to get in on this.
Feel bad about that.
I need another computer here.
But I'm going for you guys. Grand Prix Raceway, Tomorrowland Speedway. There's no possible way.
How did that
way. Make it? I don't know how that made it here.
Why?
It cannot make it onto the 45.
No. Well, that's things we don't want. I want things that in a million years you don't think even have a shot.
Okay.
Well, I guess we don't think that.
I don't think it has a shot.
I don't think Enchanted Tiki Room under new management's going any further.
I don't think Dream Along with Mickey's going to make it any further either. I see that there.
Jason, can I just ask, how bad did Magic Carpets of Aladdin do?
Did we even have it on the list?
Yeah,
I think we did.
It wasn't really close to the cutoff.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Magic Bands! Look at Magic Bands!
They made it?
They're there.
I thought you weren't letting Earl of Sandwich on the list.
I told you not to, but there it is. Much to my dismay, you've allowed Earl of Sandwich to make it this far. All four Spaceship Earths.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think Judi Dench is going any further.
I don't think 82 is going anywhere either.
Yeah, probably not. I think 94 I want on this list. That and Spectro Magic I need to be on this list for my life to continue.
I think, Tom, what we'll have to do is people will rank the top 45... Yeah. And then, like, us as a staff, we'll get together and look at the ones that didn't make it and put our own five in just because we can.
Okay. The honorable five. That would be a good one.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah, what else?
The Wonders of
Life music loop, which is wonderful and should be there.
That's pretty
amazing. I don't think it has a shot at the 45, but it's refreshing to see that.
What loop do you think can make it? We had the
Main Street.
I think Interventions.
Interventions, yeah.
I love Interventions more, but I think Main Street is so quintessential. If any music loop has a shot, I think it's Main Street. I would love to see Interventions there, but I'm not sure about it.
What about Streetmosphere, Tom? I know you're a big fan. Do you think that's on the 45?
I would love to, but even I don't think that's one of the 45.
Okay.
Even in my book, I don't think I can pick. Because, again, this isn't. Like, if we were doing the 25 biggest moments at Hollywood Studios, it's so easy to get so much of what you love about that park in, but we're covering all of Walt Disney World ever. Every individual thing has a chance to make this list. It's such a tough numbers game for some of these weird oddity things that people love, like Streetmosphere. I don't think the numbers can work out for it. I don't think it can make it. Maelstrom, I think, out of pure nostalgia right now, I think is gonna landslide into this.
Now, do you think that still makes the list if it's still around? Like, if it was still in the park in operation?
I don't think if Maelstrom was still open, I think it would just miss it. I think it being gone pushes Maelstrom so much further in this. I think even, like, Spectro Magic, I would expect to be in the top 20 or 30 if it still existed. I think with Spectro gone and how much people loved Spectro and now it being gone for so long, I think Spectro has a shot at like the top five. I think we're going to see Spectro Magic somewhere in the top five on this list.
I agree with you. People love the parades, the music, everything.
I think
everything.
That nostalgia is going to push it up there. I think it's going to be very high up there.
All right, Tom. So here's a question. There were three attractions that tied at the bottom of the list with one vote each. Let's see if you guys can figure out what any of those three are.
What do you mean they tied with one vote each?
Like, these are the worst attractions?
About the things that had zero votes, right? Well, none of them were attractions.
Oh, okay.
Three attractions. So the three attractions at the very bottom of the list.
Sounds dangerous?
No.
A Pirate's Adventure.
No.
Wow.
Wait a minute. That means Sounds Dangerous got more than one vote.
Hey, let's do this right now. Nick, open the phone lines.
They're open.
Let's see if our listeners can guess. So there are the three lowest ranking attractions on the entire 933 item list all had 1 point each. You can call in. You get one guess. If you're right, you get a prize. 407-774-8255. But in the meantime, so it's only three attractions.
Yeah, and there's four attractions that got 2 points each.
Okay, well, let's start.
We can even bring them in the mix.
Start with the one-pointers. A Pirate's Adventure, I'm really surprised, isn't down
there. Wait, 407-774-8255, the number if you want to give a call.
Okay. The Pirate's Adventure, that's the scavenger hunt thing right now?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not that bad.
I don't
bad.
Think it's bad, but people don't even think it exists most times. So, I mean, attractions that could do that low. Stitch, you would think, because it's so bad, but I think it has such notoriety that I don't think it would be that low. There's probably a couple people who liked it enough to give it more than 1 or 2 points.
Did we have Flight to the Moon on the original list?
Oh, yeah. And
Flight to the Moon made it, didn't it?
Oh, I got one. I got one for sure. Magic Carpet Round the World. Jason?
Magic Carpet Round the World got 4 points.
Wow. Maybe four people. Someone's got to lower their headset, by the way. I'm like echoing somewhere. But four points for a show that I think three people ever saw is pretty phenomenal.
66 Dance Party?
What were they doing? America the Beautiful down there? That can't be. America the Beautiful and American Journeys can't be down there. Jason's not answering me now.
Down in the bottom? No, they're not in the bottom.
Wow. Doug Live.
No.
Jeez.
Radio Disney Cruises.
Bingo.
Which one was? Did I have both, or they were one?
Radio Disney Cruise got 1 point.
Oh, we were letting people guess this.
Well, we are, but no one's called. Yeah. Radio Disney River Cruise, for those unaware, the Discovery Island riverboats opened as an attraction at Animal Kingdom opening day. There was sort of transportation, but they went really slow. They didn't really help people. The lines were too long. They rethemed it to the Radio Disney River Cruise about second year with a weird spiel where the hosts were supposedly broadcasting from the top of the Tree of Life. And it was really awful, and then Discovery Riverboats went away, and now they get used at the Magic Kingdom for transportation.
And they would bring out, like, a tarantula in a cage, like, and people would be stuck on the boat with that if they were scared.
Are we counting how many of these are interventions or Communicore exhibits?
Do you really want to know?
I assume some of them are. That's probably why we can't guess them.
Yeah, quite a few of them.
So go ahead, just name that, because no one's going to guess the Communicore and Interventions.
Is the original Habit Heroes one of them?
Habit Heroes is one of them. Wow. Got 2 points.
The new one was, the redo wasn't that bad.
Stormstruck got 2 points.
Oh, I like Stormstruck.
That really surprises me.
Wow.
Where's the Fire got 1 point.
Oh, and that was there forever, and people generally like
that.
Yep.
I
have two of the flashlights from that on my end table. Anyway.
The Energy Exchange got 3 points.
Okay.
The Great American Census Quiz got 2 points. And then what's left that we haven't mentioned in the bottom nine is Travelport.
Oh.
And Get Happy with ABC.
Get Happy with ABC, which was the replacement for Doug Live, temporary replacement. Wow.
So that's the bottom nine attractions specifically, yes.
Well, now we got a phone call coming in, and we've named all of them. So,
well, that's all right. If they want to take, see if they can guess the next one.
Yeah. So I want to ask everybody, do we have a call?
Yeah, hold on a second. We got Jake calling in. Good evening, Jake. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
All right, excellent. And are you calling to express your sadness for the electrical parade moving, or talk about 45 greatest things at Walt Disney World?
I guess both. I tweeted about the Main Street Electrical Parade, but I was just calling in for the 45 top.
Well, actually, I was wondering, Jake, are you going, as it's traveling from Orlando to Anaheim, you're out there in Wisconsin, are you going to like head out there and try to find it along the route?
Yes, I probably will try. I'm traveling later this fall, so maybe
excellent.
I'll end up seeing it.
All right. So what's your comments on the 45 greatest things?
Well, I wasn't sure because I called right when you were reading off the list. Have we guessed the ones that only had one vote?
We have. We've named them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But do you have any other comments? Are you in on the voting?
I was going to say Food Rocks. I was surprised that it was made that list there.
Food Rocks is amazing.
It is. It's amazing. Sorry,
come on.
Jake.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with how many votes overall Food Rocks gets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember Food Rocks, Jake?
I do, yes. I had gone twice to Epcot when it was there. So.
And it didn't get you out of your seat rocking and excited?
No, not really.
Man. All right. Yeah. All right.
Well, remember, Jake, choose before you chew.
Yeah.
Make it count in the kitchen.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling in tonight, Jake. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to chime in on our 45 Greatest Things discussion.
I also want to comment again, as Jason said earlier, at survey.wdwnt.com, there are 250 options left. You have to rank 45 of them. You pick 45, you put them in order, and you submit, and that's going to be your vote. Help us put together this list, which we're going to count down through the 45th anniversary of Walt Disney World, both on the WDW News Today podcast, and as well on YouTube. There's going to be a series of YouTube videos about the 45 greatest things at Walt Disney.
So something interesting, I just did my voting here now of the 45 out of the 250. And so about 40 of them were carryovers from my original votes, stuff I originally voted for.
But so some of your things are gone, so you had to pick five.
Right.
Minutes.
And actually, I did go with one thing that that is new to the list. I did throw Everest in my 45 greatest things list out of the list of things we have here after taking the 40 things that that were already on there. I did add that one. So I did take one of the new ones and put it onto my 45.
Okay. I think I might as well. I mean, Dinosaur somehow missed the list, and I love Dinosaur, and I think that's probably going to make it for me. I don't think I'm going to end up putting Everest.
So you guys, I don't know if anyone out there, did you guys do the new, the round two voting yet? And did you guys take any of the new choices, or did you kind of go with all the old stuff that was already there?
Was
I put Everest on mine. I'm trying to do it now. But I noticed the same thing, that Everest was in.
Somebody
there
said, where is Dinosaur? That. Dinosaur on the new list, Jason?
It should be. I thought I saw it.
Let me look.
Nope.
So we still don't have Dinosaur.
Did we have Countdown to Extinction on the original list? No.
No.
Just wondering. We failed. You know what?
One of the ones Tom told me to put.
I did. It's on Slack.
Oh.
No, Centaurium was there too. Did you get Centaurium?
Yeah, that's in there.
Of course you got Centaurium. But that's kind of a major omission.
All right, should I let me see if I can stick it in.
See
somewhere.
If you can include Dinosaur. Because I would very much like to vote for Dinosaur.
Okay.
Anyway. Apologies about that. Gertie the dinosaur made it. One dinosaur made it that we love.
Aww.
I love Gertie. I might vote for Gertie. Gertie is one of my favorite things at Walt Disney World.
Did the catwalk bar make it?
I'm going to guess no. So I want to ask, what is on your list that probably isn't on everybody else's? What do you think on your list that just probably, even though you're rooting for it, just not going to make it? Anybody have? Like that.
Probably the Old Key West Resort.
Old Key West. Why Old Key West?
That is the first resort my family ever stayed at when we went for our first trip.
Okay.
So it has to be on my list.
Yeah.
Understandable. I have the Grand Floridian, which is my favorite resort because that's where we stayed most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to make it. I don't think enough people love the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, I'm not sure if, you know, I'm favorable to the Fort Wilderness Resort.
Yes.
Campground, but, you know, so I do have that on my list, but that's, you know, that's a personal thing. That's where we stayed each year. That's what, I would like to see, but I have a weird feeling that that won't make it either. I really don't. I also have the Poly on my list. I have two resorts. And I think the Poly could make it. I think the Poly will be in the 45. I have a good feeling about that one.
Honestly, all right, I put Dinosaur in there.
Good. There we go.
Thank you.
We had one that was a duplicate that I took out, and I put Dinosaur in its place. Right. So anybody who is kind of in the midst of voting and wants to reload your screen, Dinosaur will show up.
Did we not have Riverside in the original one? I know we had Dixie Landings.
It's called the Dixie Landings.
Okay. Because that's one I put on my original list, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere. It's... You know, I don't think it's the greatest resort, but it is kind of where I like to stay if I'm not going to spend a lot of, you know, stay enough time at the hotel to warrant a deluxe price. That's where I think is kind of the best theme to the moderates, in my opinion.
Yeah. Someone in the chat brought up the Jumping Fountains. They don't think the Jumping Fountains will make it, but they put it on their list.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to make it if you don't vote for it. So, you know, I think I have four things on here. I've got four things that I doubt will make it, but I have on my list, and I'd like out of here. Friendship Boats was that first one, the one I already talked about. Citrus Swirl. I don't have Dole Whip, but I do have Citrus Swirl on my
list. I kind of wonder if you Dole Whip and Citrus Swirl people are going to cannibalize each other out of hatred for the other snack, and neither of you will make it.
Because
you would think... I would expect Dole Whip to make
right.
it. But I think the hatred between the Citrus Swirl people and the Dole Whip people, like, they will not vote for each other, and I think that will hurt them.
That is funny.
And I think neither will make the list. That's my prediction. Neither of them.
I like it. All right.
You know what I think is going to make the list?
What?
You know what I think is a lock?
What?
The monorail.
Yes.
I think the monorail is a lock. Whether it's blue or red socks. Monorail socks should have been on the list, right? By the way, these are available now at Disney World, in case you didn't know. They're $12.99. You get one blue and one red. Very exciting.
And I've seen your feet. Those will fit in one of your toes.
Actually, no. This went pretty high on my leg. These are fairly big socks. These are adult socks. Look at that. Look at that.
No, they're good. Can I try them on?
No, you can't try my socks on. I have a thing with feet. You can't try my socks.
You want to see my feet?
No, I don't want to see your feet. I have a thing against bare feet.
Oh, against.
Most people will tell you. Yeah.
Getting awkward.
No. Well, even on Soarin', if people take their sandals off.
You should have saw it in here before we got the cameras. Anyway, Tapestry of Nations. I don't think it's going to make it, but I put it on there.
Yeah.
And Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is
that's
my
on
role.
My list too.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's
going to make it. Right?
There's, did Pin Trading make the top 250?
Well, it might. I think it might at the very, very end.
Maybe
because it does have a weird cult following. Yeah.
That'd be funny if that made it in Pins and like Vinylmation
did. Did Pins or Pin Trading make the cutoff?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Both, good. Like Pin Trading and Disney Pins.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to probably combine those two anyway. They're so similar.
We do have a call in.
We have a call in.
407-774-8255 is the number. We have Jonathan. Jonathan, where are you calling in from?
Tennessee.
All right. And you want to talk about the 45 greatest things at Walt Disney World?
Yeah. Just like I called in last week, my top pick, I think it'll make it. I think Alien Encounter will definitely make the top 45. But the one that I'm pulling for that I don't think will make it is one of my favorite things in Epcot, Impressions de France.
Yeah, Impressions is going to be tough. I think Alien Encounter is going to be right on the cusp. I think it's going to be real close. I don't know. Alien Encounter, I think, while the fans love it, I think you got to remember, again, Alien Encounter is going to be up against like Cinderella Castle and the monorail and all these very quintessential things, and I don't know if Alien Encounter can do it. I would love nothing more. I voted for Alien Encounter earlier today, and I also gave points to Skippy because Skippy's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope so. I really hope Alien Encounter makes it, but I'm not so sure it's going to. We'll see what happens.
How many of the top 10 do you think are not going to exist anymore?
Probably for
Well, thanks for the call, Jonathan, and getting your vote for round two, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Absolutely. So I want to ask, what are the things we think are for sure on the? I'm going to say monorail for sure. Monorail's going to make the 45, without a doubt. What are the other things we think are an absolute lock? There is no way they don't make this list.
A version of Spaceship Earth.
That's a fair guess. Yeah.
The original Imagination.
The original Journey into Imagination, I would imagine, is a lock for this list. Based on the fact that that has won most other things we've ever done. What, Figment won original character, right? Or something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Figment won that. Dreamfinder did very well. Journey to Imagination won our attraction tournament. It placed very high on our Epcot countdown. I mean, I think it's... If not only makes it, I think it's going to be very high up, if not number one. So we'll see what happens.
I think the Haunted Mansion is a fairly good lock.
Yeah, probably. See, but I think some people, especially in our group, I think will assume Mansion will be fine and may not vote that highly for it. And that may allow Mansion to drop a bit, and maybe... Mansion probably still makes it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up at the very back end of that list.
It's bottom third of my list here. You know, I will say my mindset going into voting for this, I tried to stay away from stuff that... Well, I tried to vote for stuff that was quintessential Disney World. And hence, that there were some easy eliminations for me, you know, in such things as the Dole Whip, and certain attractions were easy to omit for me. Even certain things that are essential to my park experience, like Disney pins and things like that, aren't necessarily just, to me, a Disney World thing. And I'm not saying that that should be the approach everyone takes. That's kind of the approach I made. And that was the only way I was able to narrow it down, to be honest with you, or else it really would have been too hard if I went into it with a different mindset. So, you know, I don't know. So, you know, things like, you know, although the mansions are fairly obviously different, but I don't have it as high on the list just because... It's not Disney World only. A lot of my things are. How about Adventurers Club? Where do you think that? Do you think
I don't think it makes
the fan push is enough to get that one on there?
No, I don't think it is.
I think it'll make it in the lower part.
You really think it'll make the top 45 things?
I don't think so. It might be the best live entertainment that has ever existed.
I'm not saying it isn't. I just don't think it has the legs to do it. I really don't believe it can do it.
Enough Epcot fanboys to get Horizons on there?
I think Horizons will make it, yeah.
And I think both of those deserve to be still, too.
Oh, absolutely. I don't... As much fun as we make of Horizons, it absolutely... It was a wonderful, wonderful dark ride, and it should be on this list, for sure. Did Frozen Ever After make the top 250?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
No, it did not. Something Frozen did.
Too new. Did the sing-along? Because I think the sing-along...
Frozen Ever After's on here.
Oh, Frozen Ever After made it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Frozen Ever After made it.
I would be curious, given how new it is and the, you know, thoughts surrounding it, I would be very curious about if Frozen Ever After is going to make this list.
All right, guys, be real with me. Does Sunny Eclipse have a chance?
Oh. I think in this case, Nick, it's Sunny without a chance. Get it?
Well, Demi Lovato. Show. Yeah, no, good stuff.
Yeah. I think the safaris will make it.
You think for sure Kilimanjaro Safari?
I think so. Oh. It'll be low on the list, but I think it'll be there. I
think it'll make it. Where's Tower of Terror ending up on this? It's ending up in that 45, right?
It's on the top 10.
In the middle.
You think top 10? I think middle.
I think teens. Teens or 20.
I think about 20 to 25, let's say.
So I still think it's the best attraction that exists there.
I want to ask everybody, so if you've done this ranking, what's your number one? What's everybody's number one real quick?
Spaceship Earth 94.
That's your number one?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, I've never liked you as much as I like you right now. I want you to know that. Ashley?
Mine's a tie between Talking Mickey and the Safari.
Why Talking Mickey?
Because he wished me happy anniversary on my first wedding anniversary, and it made my life.
I know that's one of those things. I know I'm supposed to be a fanboy because I'm like a historian and things, but that's one of those things I love. Talking Mickey is such a cool thing. and the reaction people have to it is so wonderful. I like Talking Mickey a lot. I wish there were more space on this list, so I would put Talking Mickey, but that's a cool one. But see, that's exactly what Ashley just said is the exact reason why we're doing this segment. It's amazing because people have very different experiences. What means more to different people? Like, certainly when we pit attractions against each other, the best attractions usually still win out. But when you pit everything at Disney World against each other, what really are the things that are the most meaningful? And maybe Talking Mickey, there might be some things on this list, oddball, non-attraction, non-restaurant, non-resort things that mean a lot to people, and we're going to find out what they are. And I think that's really, I think, the most exciting thing about this whole process.
You know what I realized? My top really has to do with music, honestly, more than anything else. And that goes back to like one of the first discussions you and I ever actually had on the air in the radio show, which I think music,
like, our second show was music.
Yeah, yeah, music is the most important thing to me because it is the more than visuals. It is what I remember and what draws my memories out from my Disney trips. And so I have Spectro, which I owe a lot to the soundtrack there. Sunny Eclipse, Lounge Singer, Interventions Music Loop, and Illuminations. And, you know, it really is all about music.
Yeah. One of the things Disney parks, I think, that absolutely in every way separates them from everyone. And I think even, you know, you talk to the Universal fanboys. One thing I think Universal doesn't do well is music. I don't think they in any way, shape, or form. I think it's the one thing that no other theme park company has managed to do as magically as Disney has. Disney music. The original music in the parks, I think, bar none, just phenomenal and unmatched. But I want to go quickly through everybody else. Jason, what's your number one? You're muted.
Main Street Electrical Parade was my number one.
Oh, that is, you think that's the greatest thing ever at Walt Disney World?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I didn't realize that overrides his Epcot fanaticism.
It does somehow. I didn't realize.
The problem is, like, Epcot wasn't a choice, so I had to split
it.
But
Imagination and Horizons and all that are.
Yeah, like, all those things are great, but combined they beat out Main Street Electrical Parade, but individually it's hard. So that's okay. Kind of where I went.
Ron, are you at Haunted Mansion at number one? Is that your number one?
No. Oh. It's Imagination.
Okay.
You know, as much as I love the mansion, part of that love is, you know, the experience of working there, but quintessential what I would go on the most were those Epcot rides as a kid, and Imagination just was probably meant Disney World to me more than anything else growing up.
Okay. See, my top four, Tropical Serenade, Delta Dream Flight, Journey to Imagination, but my number one, Spectro Magic. I think Spectro Magic is the greatest thing we've ever seen at Walt Disney World. So to counteract Jason's Main Street Electrical Parade, I think
we're going to fight it out.
Yeah, I think Spectro. I am, and this is, I think what was interesting, the other countdowns were historical. They were meant to be biggest moments, not necessarily better moments, but bigger, more historically significant. So when Electrical Parade would edge out the debut of Spectro, I often agreed because I thought the debut of the very first Electrical Parade probably is more historically significant than the debut of any subsequent Electrical Parade, which I think is a fair statement. Whether or not Spectro was better, it doesn't matter. In this case, we're talking about greatest. We're talking quality. And it will be over my dead body that the Main Street Electrical Parade beats Spectro Magic. Say that. But illustrious panel, thank you very much for your time. Obviously, we'll be talking much, much, much more about this over the next several weeks and months as we begin the countdown once voting does conclude. Again, everybody, go vote at survey.wdwnt.com. There's 250-something choices. Pick 45, rank them, and submit, and you have done your part to vote and select the 45 greatest things ever at Walt Disney World. Now, Nick, people apparently don't like me very much.
No, no one likes you. Some people like you.
They hate me. So, Nick, please tell everyone who hates Tom.
I thought we were angry about stuff. People are angry. People are angry at Tom. Yeah. Here we go. Let's kick it off. Who's angry at Tom now? Let's see. In your photo report, you were showing some new mugs, and you made a distasteful joke. So
please tell everybody what the joke was.
The joke was kind of funny. The joke was these mugs, these new mugs, right? And they have different characters on them. And you asked, why hasn't the dopey mug fallen to the bottom of the rack yet? Carly wrote in, of course, is there really a need to poke fun at the Fantasmic incident?
I don't know.
I don't understand this one. There, you put up a photo report and you labeled it food and wine, Bear Garden merchandise, Star Wars, etc. And apparently there is no food and wine stuff because someone wrote in.
No. So
Ed wrote in, there you go, posting misleading, intentionally provocative images just to drive unlucky readers to your little corner of the web.
The featured image is the picture I took of the little rope sign outside of the Universe of Energy that says the Universe of Energy is closed. But I never said, like, it's closed permanently. I just put a picture of the universe.
Gotcha.
I like to pick featured images that get attention.
You had the review of the Flying Fish restaurant.
Yes.
Keith wrote in, gotta love it, another dining review where every viewpoint is shaped by price. I think you've been hanging out with Josh too much. Probably a good point. And where do you get the notion that vegetarian entrees should be less expensive? Do you think maybe the concept here is that vegetarians are just cheap? That would certainly explain the self-imposed restriction on options and the pleasures of life.
Is that I hate you or I hate vegetarians?
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, you wrote breaking news. Shark Reef at Typhoon Lagoon to close soon. Well, Emily wrote in. Well, then why does Shark Reef still have operating hours listed until December 24th, 2016? Why, Tom? Explain why.
The same reason the electrical parade has hours scheduled past October 9th.
And then, let's see, on the 45 Greatest Things Ever at Walt Disney World post, Austin wrote in, should be a fun listen. Can't wait to hear from all the trolls on why this list is inaccurate. And then Brian wrote in, I may be missing it, but I don't see Everest on the attractions list. People not happy with you guys. There you go. So those are the people who hate Tom this week.
Jeez. What a week.
It was good. Somebody made fun of you about poutine, too. It was a longer one. I didn't feel like reading it, but someone really didn't like your poutine. Well, because...
That's old, that story.
But Sumatra decided to write in a couple days ago and said that... you know what, Tom? Your opinions, don't matter. You don't do what a reviewer should do, basically, and review the food for what it is, not based on your personal tastes.
What? That's literally the definition of reviewing things. Never mind.
It's poutine, Tom.
Hey, this isn't coming to Disney World.
I think we're done here. We'll be back next week on WW News Tonight.
Yeah, and remember, kids, we have enough land here to hold all the dreams we could possibly imagine.